You know how sometimes you know that you're actually ready for a change? What happens to me is I am not even aware that I'm unhappy with my life, the way it's going, and then I get an idea to do something different, and then I want the new thing, and I'm suddenly unhappy with the old thing. For example, I am drinking more than I want to be. I decide that I'm going to quit on July 1st, and then I really can't wait for it to be July 1st. And towards the end of June, I was drinking because that's what I did, but not because I was enjoying it, and I was waiting for the new thing to start. Even though I knew I wasn't going to like every minute of the new thing, I wanted to go there. And the same thing is happening with me now with the moving thing. We had no intentions of moving. I wasn't thrilled with this apartment, but we'd been here for 5 years, and so I wasn't really thinking of changing it. It just wasn't perfect. And now that we have a new place, and we move in about 10 days, now the upstairs woman is driving me crazy. Like crazy, with a capital K. And now the guardian's dog barks all the time. And it barked all the time anyway, but now that I know that I'm leaving, it's starting to irritate me. Because now I know that I don't have to put up with this anymore. And this doesn't have to be the way my life is anymore. And I know that the new apartment is going to have something else that makes me crazy. But when you're living in it, have you heard this before? And I think I learned this from Dr. Laura. It's that people don't make... Oh, and it wasn't Dr. Laura. Oh, God, it was Loveline. Oh, that's even worse. Now I'm admitting to two of the crazy talk shows that I've listened to in the 90s. I did listen to plenty of Dr. Laura. Loveline, Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew. People don't make change until the shit is piled really high. And we can live with all kinds of discomfort, unhappiness, not achieving our best, not meeting our goals, not pursuing the things that we want to do, not going back to school like we said we wanted to, not finishing that quilt like we said we were going to. We can tolerate a lot of that when we're drinking. It's sort of like if the elevator of alcohol only goes down, then what happens is in our daily life we slowly reduce our expectations for what we'll settle for, and we lower our standards hour by hour, by day by day. I'll never drink and drive, except for the nights that I go out for dinner and I need to stop and get wine on the way home. I would never miss a day's work because of drinking, except that one year. Well, there was that one year where I drank too much on my birthday and then didn't get out of bed until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But I did get up, and I didn't miss the whole day, so surely that doesn't count. And the disappointment in people's eyes when they look at you, and you know it's because you drank too much, and you said or did something, and you maybe don't even know what it was or is. So, as I'm listening to the woman, here's what's happening. I'm watching a podcast, I'm watching a marketing podcast on my computer, and the woman upstairs starts to bang around, and I'm like, that's it, I have to put on my headphones, and I have to record this. I wonder if I could get recording of how loud she is, but it's not even the point. The point is we lived here for 5 years and she was always this loud. And then you reach a point where it's not good enough anymore. And you might say, well, I don't deserve for things to get better, and that's bullshit. And you might say, I don't think things get better for you, but they don't get better for me, and I think that's bullshit too. In fact, I won't even... it's sort of mean to say that it's bullshit, because it implies that what you're thinking is wrong, but I would say it's not you, that's Wolfie. You believe that you deserve better, or you wouldn't be listening to this audio. You believe that you want something else than what you had before, or you wouldn't be listening to this audio. And the other voice that you hear that says you're not worth it, maybe you deserve this, maybe the new place will suck, so I might as well stay in the old place that sucks. That's Wolfie. Because, you know, if it's all going to suck, then you might as well drink. Which is what Wolfie will say. And so if your child is aggressive, or your ex-husband is an ass, or your upstairs neighbor is too loud, or the disciplinary committee at your school is ridiculous, or you didn't get the job that you thought you were going to get, or your sister is sober and you're not, or or anything that you're listening to this audio means that you believe that you want something better. And maybe sometimes you don't know how to get it, and you don't know what it's going to look like, and you're afraid of it, and you're nervous, and you have regret about things before, and you're not certain how this is going to unfold. But that you're here tells me something. And it maybe doesn't tell you something, but it tells me something. That you're looking forward, facing forward, looking for something else to happen. Looking for something to improve. Have I told you the story about, I think I have, the story about going to the jazz festival with my mom and her standing at the back of the crowd, and it was an outdoor event, and you could come and go. It was an outdoor jazz festival event where you could come and go from all the different stages, and we were standing outside and it was pouring rain, and we were way at the back of this sort of field and the stage was down front, and my mother is short and she couldn't see. I've told you this story before, right? And so I said to her, let's go down to the front where you can see better. No, this is fine. I was like, well, it's not fine. You're short. You can't see over all these people. And I knew because she's my mother, I know what she was thinking. And she was thinking that maybe I'll get down there and it won't be any better. So it's better to just stay here. Which just isn't true. It's not true at all. And so perhaps in my completely defiant, ridiculous daughter way, I walked away from her, and this was not her city. If I left her alone there, it would have been bad news. But I walked away, out to the outside of the crowd, down the sidewalk, and back in the front where we could see. And she did follow me, and it was better. And we did then stay for a second set, and we did dance in the rain, and it was lovely. But I remember that moment as a really crystal clear example of what I see all the time. I see it in me, and I see it in the emails in my inbox. I don't deserve anything else. I shouldn't even reach out for help. I shouldn't take help because somebody else needs it more than me. I shouldn't email her anymore because she has too many people, when of course I haven't said that. I don't deserve support. I deserve these bad things happening to me. It's just not true. And I know you know it. And I know you know it's not true because you're here. And maybe that doesn't seem like a very convincing argument to you, except you're here listening to a sober podcast about how to be sober. And who does that except for somebody who wants to be sober? Nobody. This is a paid audio. You're paying money to hear an audio about being sober, which means you'd like to be sober. That's self-evident, right? And so any other time that you have Wolfie saying something else to you, like, this isn't worth it, and this isn't working, and this is too hard, and my life is misery, and all those people are more happy than I am. Somebody emailed me yesterday and said, I think I have to stop reading your blog because you're much happier on day 35 than I am on day 35. And I thought, oh, honey, read until about day 45 or 50 when the 20-year-old dies, and then I see a car on its side, and then I decide to quit being sober on day 60. Like, just keep reading. If you think day 35 I sound too happy to you, oh, please, just keep going. Because I have plenty of shit days. I'm not, I don't have a magic crystal ball. I don't have a magic anything. I simply know that the longer I'm sober, the easier it is, and the better it is in lots of ways, and that you think you don't deserve it isn't true. And I have proof. Maybe that's the title of this audio. Is the title of this audio Loud Lady Upstairs Drives Sober Woman Crazy and Attacks Her with a Screwdriver? Or is the title of this audio That You Don't Deserve It Is Not True? It also goes back to my other thing, which I've written about before on the blog, and you can search for this, which is stop assuming the new thing is going to suck. It's the same as my mother at the back of the jazz concert, right? Stop assuming the new thing is going to suck, because where you are now, the shit is getting piled really high, and the higher the shit gets piled, that we sort of sidestep it and we walk around it. And then eventually you have to move house. And maybe this is some metaphorical, physical, literal translation of me actually moving house. And maybe that's why I'm talking about this. But it's also about choosing to be sober and recognizing that you're doing this, whether you think you're doing it or not. And that's all I have to say about that. I hope you're having a lovely, sober day. And I will talk to you again soon. Okay, goodbye!